The Gemara invoked the idea of mitzvahs lav lahanas nitnu. What was the context? The context was Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Ma'arvin l'koyen tahar, b'truma tahayra, b'kever. You're allowed to make an erev techumen on top of a kever. The Chachamim argue. And the Gemara assumed that the Chachamim probably argue because we're dealing with a koyen, and you're going to run into issues. How's the koyen going to be able to get his erev from the kever? So this is probably a koyen b'beis ha'kfaras problem. But after further review, the Gemara clarified. The Gemara said, really, there is no koyen b'beis ha'kfaras problem here. Because you could always come with a shida teva migdol. You could always be making the situation where the Erev wasn't ever Huchshel Kabal Tumah. You could always stick your hand out with a Pshute Kliates that isn't a Tefach Y. The bottom line is, there's a way to make it work. So from the kind of Esach Kfaris problem, this is not a problem. So why do Chachamim hold that you can't put an Erev on top of a Kever? The Gemara is very simple, because a Kever has another issue. A Kever is Asa Bahana. You're not allowed to benefit from a Kever. So if you can't benefit from a Kever, how can I put my Erev Tchum in there? My Erev Tchumin's benefiting me. It's allowing me to walk. So at the end of the day, I'm going to benefit from this kever. So if I'm going to benefit from this kever, that's the issue. So what's Rabbi Yehuda hold? So the Gemara says, oh, Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein ma'arvin ela l'dvar mitzvah. You can't just frivolously and indiscriminately, just because you want to, make an erev tchumen. You can only make an erev tchumen if you're going to go beyond the tchum, l'dvar mitzvah. What's the dvar mitzvah? L'lechas l'beis avel, or l'lechas l'beis hamishta. It's only if you're going l'dvar mitzvah. Oh, meaning it's only if you're going l'dvar mitzvah, even though you're benefiting from it. That's true. From what? From the mazon shteisudas, which is on the kever. So meaning you're benefiting from the kever, but we have a principle that says mitzvah is lav lahanas nitnu. That if I'm doing a mitzvah, even though I'm having hana, that hana is not considered hana. And being that hana in halacha is not considered halacha, so it's for that reason, this is not going to be an issue. Because what's the benefit that I'm getting ultimately? I could go yoyseme apayim amma. To do what? To do a mitzvah. Oh, so the hana is technically hana. It's mitzvah. Al zeh nemar mitzvah slav lohanes nitnu. Now the truth is, the principle of mitzvah slav lohanes nitnu isn't such an easy principle. It's a well-known sugya in Shas, but at the same time, the Rishonim and the Achronim struggle to understand Pashim Shah. Rashi's Lashon in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, which is ground zero for the sugya of mitzvahs lav lahanes nitnu, is mitzvahs loy lehanes nitnu li Yisrael liyos kinyumam lehem hana. Elo lo'oil al tzavareyem nitnu. We weren't given mitzvahs to benefit from them, but rather we were given mitzvahs to have to work hard. Al tiyu kavodim amasham shenasarav amanas l'kabel pras. El tiyu kavodim amasham shenasarav shaloy amanas l'kabel pras. Incidentally, we spoke out a lot of raid about that earlier in the week. The Marsha in Masechtis Avodah Zarah Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, he says a nice knitch. Al tiyu kavodim amasham shenasarav amanas l'kabel pras. El tiyu kavodim amasham shenasarav shaloy amanas l'kabel pras. The Marsha says that in the Torah there's two types of avodim. There's an eved ivri and there's an Eved Kanani. But there's a big difference. An Eved Ivri works for 6 years. An Eved Ivri was only sold into slavery if he had a chayv to pay. If this was something that he physically needed. He wasn't an Eved that's va'avodoy la'oylam. He wasn't an Eved that's la'oylam behem tavoydu. He was there because he had to earn his right to come back to society. Often he was sold by Beis Din because he was a ganav and he didn't have what to pay. But the point is that an Eved Ivri is an Eved that's mekabel schar, because every day that he works, so his outstanding balance is amortized pro rata. Whereas an Eved Kanani, he's va'avodoy lo'olam. He's lo'olam behem tavoydu. He's ho'isha va'avodeya. So this, it's a whole different concept. He's an Eved that's not the Kabbal Pras. It says the Marsha, Al Tiyu Kavodim Amasham Shenasarav Amanas L'Kabbal Pras. You're not supposed to think of yourself as an Eved Ivri. Al Tiyu Kavodim Amasham Shenasarav Shaloy Amanas L'Kabbal Pras. You should think of yourself as an Eved Knani. That's L'Shoyne Azov of the Marshon Chedushi Agadis, and Mesechtas of the Zohar Daf Yutas. But we digress. So the point is, there's a concept called Mitzvah Slav Lohanes Nindu. And that is that being that when you do a mitzvah, even though you may be benefiting from it, but that's not really what this is all about. It's not about the hana. Really, what it's about is you're doing a chayv. You're an Eved. You're an Eved Kanani. That's who you are. So if that's the case, it's not considered a maisa hana. Halacha doesn't treat it as hana. And it's for that reason that you can't benefit from a beis hakfaras. Does say sish hana. All the Gemara's examples of Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches. Hamudar Nami Chaveri. You can blow shofar from him. You can blow shofar with a shofar shal Avodah Zarah, with a shofar shal Laila, with a shofar shal Shlamim. All the different sugyas where this comes up, this idea of mitzvah slav lahanes nitnu. It's interesting that the Gemara throws in mitzvos lav lahanes tenu right here in Erev and Daf Amud Aleph. And really, when you think about the sugya of mitzvos lav lahanes tenu, the first daf and shas that comes to mind is not Erev and Daf Lamed Aleph, Rosh Hashanah Chavches, certainly not Erev and Daf Lamed Aleph. But the truth is, hafeichba vafeichba dekulaba. If you look in the Achronim, there's a lot of chidushim that the Gedolei Achronim took out of this sugya as it relates to big picture mitzvahs lav lahanes nitnu. One ha'ara that the Achronim ask from our sugya, the Shagis Arius Kasha, I think is worth mentioning. And that is, the Ran, in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, brings a chiddush from Rab Zrachya Halevi, also known as the Baal Amar. The Kosev Rab Zrachya Halevi, the Chishari, this that you find is an idea of mitzvahs lav lahanes nitnu. And the context over there that he's discussing it is in Tkiya Shofar. So for example, you're allowed to blow Shofar, even with a Shofar that you made a neder, you're not going to have anah from. Or Reuven made a neder, he's not going to have anah from Shimon. He walks into Beis Medrash, and lo and behold, Shimon is the Baal Tekeh. The Halacha, he's allowed to hit Tkiya Shofar. I can't have anah from him, but he's doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah's lav lahanes inu. So said Rav Zrachya Levi, the Chish Shari, this that you find, that it's okay, is Davka B'Tkiyas de Rosh Hashanah, Shehen Mitzvah Min HaTorah. That's the Tkiya Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, which is a mitzvah day Raisa. Abu Bataynia is the different Tkiyas that they used to blow with Shofars and with Chatzoytzers on a Tainas Loi. There the halacha is that there's no idea of mitzvah's lav lahanes inu. Ulefi Dvarov, says the Ran, Af B'Tkiyas de Rosh Hashanah Tzarech L'Dakdeh. It's going to come out that even a Rosh Hashanah, you're going to have to be careful. There's only a certain amount of kiyas that are even on Rosh Hashanah midiraisa. A lot of others are midirabbanan. But either way, the Ran in the third parak in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah brings a chiddush from the Baal Hamor, Rab Zrachya Halevi, who said that even though it's halacha psuka, that mitzvah lav lahanes nitnu, that's only true if the mitzvah that you're doing is a mitzvah deraisa. If, however, the mitzvah that you're doing is a mitzvah derabbanan, that's not going to be the case. And therefore, the Ran said it's going to come out that if somebody actually is relying on the chit sugi of mitzvah lav lahanes nitnu, halacha lemaisa, and his beis medrash on Rosh Hashanah, and he's hearing tkiya shayf from someone that he's not letting him know from, loy Rab Zrachya, you better be very careful, because you can listen to the tkiyas that you chayv in midiraisa, because al zen nema mitzvah slav lahanes nenu. But as it relates to the tkiyas that you only chayv in midirabanan, for that you're not going to have mitzvah slav lahanes nenu. Freit the shagisayeh in Turei Yevan, he says, I don't understand. He says, l'chura, this shita Rab Zrachya Halevi is muksha and mufrach from a mufurish asugya, Erev and Daflam and Aleph, because the Gemara over here was discussing mitzvah slav lahanes nenu in the context of Erev Tchumen, of putting an Erev Yomazin Shteis Shudais on top of a kever. The kever is also banah. You're benefiting from it, but the Gemara says it's not a problem. You know why? Because mitzvah lav lahanes nitnu. What's the mitzvah by Erev Tchumen? Rashi said, because ein ma'arvin elu ledvar mitzvah. And Rashi gave two examples. Lo leches lebeis ha'ovel oy lebeis ha'mishta. It's freit v'shagis aryeh. For a person to go to a beis ha'ovel, is he mekayim a mitzvah day raisa? Says the Shagis aryeh, l'chayra not. And even if you're going to tell me, yeah, to go to a beis mishta, is a person mekayim a mitzvah day raisa? Zichanat, what's the mitzvah deraisa? So lo leches lebeis avil, and lo leches lebeis mishta, even though toiv lo leches lebeis avil, mi leches lebeis mishta, it's a very good thing, but at the same time, it's a mitzvah? Yeah, the Gemara calls it a mitzvah, but lochair, it's a mitzvah derabbanan. It's not a mitzvah there. Which mitzvah there? Which one of the tayag mitzvahs is it? So freik the shagis aryeh. So if that's the case, he says, I don't understand. Lochair, I have a mefurish asugya that you say mitzvah slav lihonis nitnu, even by a mitzvah derabbanan, and if that's the case, tsarich ion on Rab Zrachya Halevi. The Baal Amar said that when it comes to a mitzvah derabbanan, we don't say mitzvah slav lahanes nitnu lechura. I have a kasha, and the Shagis Aryeh applies tsarich ion from the Gemara in Erev and Daf Lamed Aleph, where it would seem that you say mitzvah slav lahanes nitnu even by a mitzvah derabbanan, because the Gemara says it regarding Yeruvi Techumen, which is Eim Arvin El Advar Mitzvah, and Rashi's examples are lo leches lebeis ha'avel oy lebeis ha'mishta, and Rashi's examples are really based on a sugi later, and it's mavur in the Gemara beis ha'avel and beis mishta is the Dvar Mitzvah, and if that's the case, l'chayr, these are not mitzvahs they rise to fake the Shagisayr. They're only mitzvahs to Rabbanan, and still you say mitzvahs lav lahanes nenu, and if that's the case, tzorichin and Reb Zrachya Levi.